stock pick right now, Alex.
Yes, I'm going to go for Massmart. So I think, firstly, Massmart obviously has gone through a lot of issues over the last few years. But, you know, I think there's a lot of optionality in the business, self-help type of story. So today we got a nice update from the market, what they're planning to do, trying to do cost-saving initiatives, looking at supply chain, working capital, etc. Now, that is what will take time to fix. Some of them might actually not come through. But I just look at Massmart and think to myself, geez, I mean, this portfolio, specifically the likes of Dion, our macro, as well as the Builders Wales business, high quality business has got a lot of optionality if managed properly. And if you can clean up the likes of Game and so forth, close those underperforming stores, you know, improve on the staff quality of service, then you might get customers back again there. And I think a few years from now, you might look back and say, geez, this is a good buying opportunity.
Okay, so that's the if. The big if that hovers on your front?
I'm going cowardly. I'm going to go with Remgro because I think what you've probably got is downside protection, some really good quality assets. I like the fact that they're now going to unbundle Remgro and First Rand. There's obviously a strategy there to unlock value. It's on a circa 20% discount. I think that, you know, heads you're probably going to win, tails you're not going to lose too much. Some really good businesses. Also, things like Mediclinic, lots of optionality in there.
Okay, gentlemen, thanks so much. Always a pleasure. Of course, Graham Kerner is with Kerner Perspective and Alex Dace from Umtumba Wealth as well. We take more of your stock-related questions next week. Have a good evening.